Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Mitchell. Batting second. The third baseman, Chick Fuester. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Elmer Miller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Quinn. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting second. The center fielder, Chick Shorten. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Herman Bronchi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. And now, play ball. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fuester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuester hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacobson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Fuester moves to second. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuester fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball towards right. Collins settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Collins. Shorten moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Shorten moves to third. Tobin moves to second. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins bunts towards first. Jacobson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Minoski moves to second. One out. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoski moves to third. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bronchi can't make a play. That's a base hit. Minoski scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 0. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus catches it and throws to first to double up Mitchell. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerber. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pratt hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Shorten. Pratt reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 0. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shorten hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Miller, who is chasing the ball. Shorten reaches third base with a triple. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shorten who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rule hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shorten. Quinn reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacobson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Quinn covering, for the out. One out. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuchter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chick Shorten now playing left field. Ken Williams now playing center field. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns bunts towards third. Bronchi fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Gerber covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pratt hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bronchi hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Bronchi moves to second. Two outs. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Shorten is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoski hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bronchi juggles the ball. That's an error on Bronchi. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. Bronchi catches it and throws to first to double up Collins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. McManus reaches second base with a double. Tobin scores. Williams moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins is walked intentionally. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bronchi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Quinn hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 2 in the game. Van Gilder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber bunts in front of the plate. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. Van Gilder moves to second. One out. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Shorten hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. Shorten reaches second base with a double. Van Gilder scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tobin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fuchter hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bronchi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pratt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Minoski reaches second base with a double. Pratt moves to third. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bronchi takes first base on ball 4. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Van Gilder bunts towards third. Fuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. Bronchi moves to second. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bronchi scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Shorten hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerber. The throw from Rule and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Rule hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.